Knowing when and how to take calculated risk is a superhero power that everyone can master. This is the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. You know, I know, we know there is a problem. It seems that lately leaders at all levels are afraid to step up, step in, and lead. They are afraid to step up and step in and lead because of a fear of failure. Well, not on my watch. I am your host, David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. In this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, I want to talk about taking calculated risk. Not just leaders, but everyone does that all the time. They take calculated risk for whatever reason, excuse, or situation. It has to be done, and they do it. Those that know to step back and analyze the situation for any potential risk, good or bad, whatever the outcome may be, usually get what they expect. Why? Because they took the time to study the situation, analyze what was going on. However, there are far too many that refuse to weigh all the options and, well, for lack of a better words or what to say, they get exactly what they deserve because, again, it could have been prevented had they just stepped back and analyzed the situation, pros and cons, good or bad. So what does this mean? What does it mean to take a calculated risk? Well, basically, it's kind of like, well, you know where you're landing when you decide to take that leap. It means that you have looked over all the available options at that time, everything that was available at that time. Because usually hindsight is 20/20, and we realize, oh, we didn't know that was an optional. That was an option, and it happens. So it's a decision. You know, you look over all the options that are available and make a decision to act. And you try to anticipate the various outcomes. Sadly, like I said, too many people only see the positive outcomes and fail to see the negative outcomes as part of the possible results. And for those that anticipate the negative, well, they either do not give it enough credit and are quickly overwhelmed by the snowball that it becomes. So failing to see the negative outcomes, it just gets bigger, bigger. It grows beyond belief, and now they're in deeper than they thought because they failed to see the negative. They only saw the positive. Or they paid no attention to others that were saying, hey, there's a negative to all this. It's a win-win. It's a no-brainer. It happens, folks. So what is the difference between taking a calculated risk versus just taking a plain old everyday risk? Well, it's simple. With taking a calculated risk, you have thought out and planned for the action and the results, whatever the results may be. Just taking a simple day-to-day risk is like, well, you know, jumping off the high dive and on your way down, finding out the pool is empty. Yeah, that's not a great time to find out the pool was empty. If you had just looked over the edge before you leaped, you would have realized it was an empty pool. Or diving into the deep end of the swimming pool only to find out that you do not know how to swim. Again, the calculation was there. Oh, it's just the pool. I'll just dive right in. No big deal. Oh, I forgot. And it happens. Or in other cases, rolling up on that hot chick to ask her out, only to find out that her longtime boyfriend is standing right behind you as you ask. Now, of course, there's countless real-world examples. I mean, countless. We could do multiple shows on not taking calculated risk, or what the examples of just taking a risk and just jumping, going for the gold, kind of as they say, diving into the deep end. But it helps if you know how to swim. If you know how to run the race, if you just ask, hey, does she have a boyfriend? Does he have a girlfriend? Is he seeing somebody else? She's seeing somebody else. Then, you know, you would have, well, not had that problem. But that's what happens when you decide to take a risk that you have not calculated for the possible outcomes. So is taking a calculated risk for everyone? No. A resounding no. If you have never experienced failure at the level taking any kind of risk brings, then this is not for you. And who is this? Usually you're young, you're inexperienced, you don't have enough knowledge, you don't have enough wisdom, you don't have enough experience in your life to figure out, hey, I should have thought about this through. Because again, when you go out there and you order something custom made and all of a sudden it's more than what you were expecting to pay, if it's something that you really truly wanted, but then found out that, hey, it's not just this. I also have to pay all of the extra stuff, such as a warranty, such as shipping, such as any other kind of fees that may be associated with, or the long tail, say like in a printer, the long tail. What I mean by the long tail is the ink cartridges. The ink is the long tail because there's that long continuous replacement of the ink. So that's that. So if you've never experienced that kind of failure at that level, then taking any kind of risk or calculated risk is not for you. Now, yes, if you fully understand and are prepared for the huge letdown and loss that comes with the results, when the results are directly opposite of what you're expecting, then by all means, if you fully understand it, by all means, take that calculated risk. No, if you're not prepared to reap the rewards that come your way when taking that risk. Yes, if you are prepared to reap the rewards that come your way by taking that risk. So if one of the rewards is fame and fortune and everything that goes with it, and you're not prepared for that, well, maybe taking that risk was not for you. And if you've prepared and you've dealt with it and you know in your mind that you have to get rid of who you were to be who you want to be, then take that risk because you've calculated for it. You've realized that you have to let go of who you were to be who you want to be. Now, what about not taking a calculated risk? Well, when the opportunity arises, you should always take a very well thought out calculated risk. Now, what if there is no time? Well, you know, again, I understand it. It's usually what if there's no time to take a calculated risk? What if there's not time to step back? See, you should always take it. But there's going to be a situation where there's no time. Time is no longer a factor. You need an answer now. You need to deliver and act now. And this is where simulation and practice and training comes into play. See, in the heat of combat or any other unfolding crisis situation, time is not on your side. Actually, time is your enemy. The longer you wait, the greater chance of failure. It's just that simple. A burning building, you know, if you catch it when the fire is fresh, small, you have a great chance of saving the entire building. But if you take too long, then the thing is fully engaged, it's fully engulfed, and there's nothing left by the time you start acting. So if you find yourself out of time as you try to weigh the pros and cons and what action to take against the increasing risk, well, you have to act fast, and you have to act fast with little or no prep time. Well, in that case, do what the military does, United States military, all militaries do it, first responders and others that must act fast, as they are always practicing, running simulations, training, and more training. It's all about the training. It's all about being prepared. See, they do this because when it hits the fan, and it will, that's the business they're in, and it's going to hit the fan, they are ready to deliver and act on those risks based on their training, their practicing, and the results of the simulations and the results of the training and the practice, because it becomes kind of like muscle memory. They know what to do. They know to run towards the fire. The firefighters know to run towards the fire. They know to run towards the problem is to solve the problem and put an end to it as quickly as possible. And why? Because they've practiced. They've practiced. They've run simulations. They've trained and trained and trained. So what if you don't practice and you're not taking calculated risk? Well, good luck, because you're going to need it. And more than likely, you're going to get what you deserve. If you're not practicing, you're not taking a calculated risk, you're going to get what you deserve. So how do you take a calculated risk? A calculated risk is defined as, quote, a chance taken after careful estimation of the problem, of the probable outcome, as in taking their dispute to arbitration was definitely a calculated risk. The term uses calculated in the sense of planned with forethought. It's a usage from the mid-1800s, planned with forethought. So there's your calculated risk. Now let's break down the definition, the careful estimation. Well, you carefully and thoroughly consider all the options and what they can bring. The probable outcomes. Well, these are all the positive and the negative outcomes that could happen, that could arise. Now, again, all the positive and negative outcomes. And if you have tunnel vision, which people do in some situations, they get themselves and it's a business proposition and they get into that tunnel vision and all they see is the big payout at the end. And yes, huge risk reaps huge rewards. It happens. That's why they're called huge risk. But they also reap huge, huge problems and huge negative outcomes. See, so when you have that tunnel vision and you only see the positive, please get someone else to look at the situation, because for, you know, for every positive out there, there is a negative. So don't get trapped into tunnel vision or the siren song of success. It's not going to be end well for you. Get someone else. If all you see is the positive and you can't shake it, at least have the wherewithal and the thought to say, you know what, let's get somebody else to look at this and kind of make that a standard practice. Get another fresh set of eyes, as they say. Get another fresh set of eyes on it to see what can be done. Now, the words chance taken, well, this is acting after determining the anticipated outcomes, that they're understood, that the anticipated outcomes are understood and they've been weighed, and you're ready to prepare you're prepared and accept the consequences of taking that risk. Now, you can offset that. You can offset or mitigate the results of taking risk by practice, simulation, and training, lots and lots of training. So you see what happens there. Yes, you have to stop. But again, if you've never done it, maybe run a simulation. Maybe monitor something for a couple of days. See the situation for what it is. And if they say, act fast, well, guess what? It's already too late, because they're trying to create that sense of urgency. And while the sense of urgency is good, it's also bad, because again, if they're asking for you to contribute, they're asking you to monetarily be a part of this. Well, act fast means they've already acted slowly and they've got themselves up against the wall and they need your money. So be careful. That's why you need a fresh set of eyes. And folks, we take calculated risk every day. Leaders deal with risk every day. Some risk are greater than others, while some risk are somewhat, well, what I mentioned earlier, they're considered no-brainers. However, all risks come with an inherent level of negative outcome built into them. And others may come with a small level of positive outcome, and others may come with almost no negative results. But they're out there. They're few and far between. So everyone must remember, calculated or not, every risk must be weighed on its own merit and value, and then act on it. Determine how much you're willing to give up, how much you're accepting to give up. It's like the stock market. Don't go into it because you want to own stocks. Go into it knowing how much money you want to lose. And once you've accepted that fact, then you can start working on creating. But when you've lost it, you now know, hey, I was prepared to lose this. So while the action may be made, now, for recurring issues or recurring risk, and something I needed to add a little earlier when I just thought about this. While the action may appear the same last time, so say there was a risk last time buying stocks, last time it was good, everything was fine, it's different than this time, okay? Today is different than yesterday. Therefore, putting a lot or a little effort into realistically calculating the good and the bad, the positive and the negative, what can happen, what might not happen, will give you an opportunity to see what it actually takes to achieve what you want to achieve. So folks, at this point, all I say is you got to get to work. You got to put in the work. You have to make it happen. You have been listening to episode 185 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do invite you to contact me by email, dave@daveguerra.com, or on Twitter @DaveGuerra, or on Instagram, dave_Guerra @Instagram.com/dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 185. Join me on our next episode where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and listen to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.